请弟兄姊妹们翻到马太福音第七章。
Brothers and sisters, let's turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 7.
马太福音第七章十五节到二十八节。
Matthew chapter 7, verse 15 through 28.
二十七到二十七节。
To 27.
十五节，你们要把德气哦，应该从十三节开始。
We'll begin from verse 13.
你们要进窄门，因为引到内网那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 13. Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction, and there are many who enter through it.
引到永生那门是窄的，路是小的，找的人也少。
For the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life, and there are few who find it.
你们要防备假先知。他们到你们这里来，外面披着羊皮，里面却是残暴的狼。
Beware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves.
凭着他们的果子就可以认出他们来。荆棘上岂能摘葡萄呢？蒺藜里岂能摘无花果呢？
You will know them by their fruits. Grapes are not gathered from thorn bushes, nor figs from thistles, are they?
这样凡好树都结好果子，唯独坏树结坏果子。
So every good tree bears good fruit, but the bad tree bears bad fruit.
好树不能结坏果子，坏树不能结好果子。
A good tree cannot produce bad fruit, nor can a bad tree produce good fruit.
凡不结好果子的树就砍下来丢在火里。
Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire.
所以凭着他们的果子就可以认出他们来。
So then you will know them by their fruits.
凡称呼我主啊主啊的不能都进天国唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去
Not everyone who says to me Lord Lord will enter the kingdom of heaven But he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter
当那日必有许多人对我说主啊主啊我们不是奉你的名传道奉你的名管鬼奉你的名行许多异能吗
Then you will say to me on that day Lord Lord did we not prophesy in your name And in your name cast out demons And in your name perform many miracles?
我就明明地告诉他们说我从来不认识你们你们这些作恶的人离开我去吧
And then I will declare to them I never knew you Depart from me You who practice lawlessness
所以凡听见我这话就去行的好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上
Therefore everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them may be compared to a wise man who built his house on the rock
雨淋水冲风吹撞着那房子房子总不倒塌因为根基立在磐石上。
And the rain fell and the flood came, and the winds blew and slammed against that house, and yet it did not fall, for it had been founded on the rock.
凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人，把房子盖在沙土上。
Everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand.
雨淋水冲风吹撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌得很大。
The rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and slammed against that house and it fell and great was its fall.
我们先读到这里，请我们低头有人祷告。
Conclude our reading for now. Let's bow our heads for another word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你在你复活早晨一同聚在你的跟前。
Lord, we thank you that once again on this day of your resurrection we are gathered at the foot of your throne.
每次我们来到你面前，我们是一个心愿，我们真是要来朝见你，来仰望你自己的怜悯。
Every time we gather, we have this one desire to look upon you, to see you.
因为在地上行走的时候，我们实在需要你话语的引导。
Because as we walk in this world, Lord, we truly need your word to guide us.
需要你话语的供应我们，叫我们生命能够强壮起来。
We need your word to strengthen us.
让我们能够因这个你生命的供应，我们就能够走在这一条你所命定的道路上。
And that by the provision of your life that we will be able to walk this path that you have set for us.
并且叫我们能够坚定地持守在你所量给我们的这条蒙福的道路上。
That we would remain firmly upon this path.
因早晨这点时间我们求你借着圣灵打开我们里面的眼睛。
As we gather this morning, we ask that the Holy Spirit would open up our eyes.
叫你的话能够圣灵解释在我们心中。
And that you would open up your word, that the Holy Spirit would be able to explain it.
叫我们能够听见你的声音。
That we would be able to hear your voice.
听见你的声音，我们就活过来了。
And that by hearing your voice, we would be given new life again.
我们就能够往前走。
And we'd be able to continue walking forward. So today we are all gathered here to seek you. May you yourself give grace to us. We need the covering of your precious blood. Here we give thanks for all of our sins and transgressions have been wiped away. And by faith we have come here to take all of the great grace that you have given to us. We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. 让早晨来继续来交通, 登山宝训。
This morning we'll continue to share upon the Sermon on the Mount.
我想今天就把这一段来结束。
And we plan that by today we would complete the series.
我们知道马太福音第五章到第七章来被称为登山宝训, 或说天国律法。
We know that Matthew chapters 5 through 7 are called the Sermon on the Mount or the Sermon on the Kingdom of Heaven. Because in here, the Lord explains what those who live in the Kingdom of Heaven experience. And what kind of lives they should lead for those who live in the Kingdom of Heaven here on earth.
借着他们生活把天国实际带到地上来。
That by their life, they would bring the Kingdom of Heaven down onto earth.
所以马太福音也被称为天国福音。
So the whole Gospel of Matthew is also sometimes called the Gospel of the Kingdom.
因为主耶稣这天国君王他来到地上传天国的福音。
Because Jesus, the King of Heaven, came down to spread the Gospel of the Kingdom of Heaven.
所以当主 在地上一开头的时候，他在那里就宣告说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”
So in the beginning, Lord Jesus says, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
所以福音不仅是叫我们因着相信福音，我们悔改，罪得赦免。
So the gospel isn't just that when we hear the gospel, we would repent and our sins are forgiven.
福音乃是叫我们能够进到神的国、天国里面。
The gospel also ask us to be able to enter into the kingdom of heaven. We know that this is one of the glorious purposes of God's will. That not only when we believe in the gospel that we would become children of God, that our sins are forgiven. But that when we hear the gospel, we would be able to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
这是马太福音的一个特点，所以在马太福音里面，天国有三次出现了37次之多。
So this is one of the focuses of Matthew's gospel, and in the book of Matthew, the phrase "kingdom of heaven" appears 37 times.
那什么是天国呢？
So what is the kingdom of heaven?
天国呢是说到神一切荣耀的丰富，一切的美丽都在这个天国里面。
All of the Lord's glorious fullness, all of His beauty is in the kingdom of heaven.
而人在这个天国里面才，他能够得到完全满足、完全的享受、完全的喜乐。
And so, only when a man enters into the kingdom of heaven can he be fully satisfied, completely filled with enjoyment.
那么我们怎么样才能够有份于将来的天国呢？
So how can we have a portion with the kingdom of heaven?
那是今天我们在地上就要学习。
So that here on earth we would need to learn how to live this life of the kingdom of heaven. Then the era of the kingdom of heaven would be made known in our lives. So when we read these words, we may think that, you know, this topic is very difficult.
我们常觉得这些话，这些描述。 人怎么可能过这样生活呢?
When we see this revelation, we may ask ourselves, how can we live this life?
不错,没有一个人能够过主耶稣在这里所讲的那种光景,那种生活。
It's true that no man can live the life that the Lord Jesus explained.
因为在这里所讲的不是人能过的一种生活。
Because this is a life that man can't live.
那是神的生命在这里的一个表现,一种光景。
Because it is a life that is brought out by the life of God. 只有神的生命才能够过这样的生活。 And only by the life of God can we live this life.
我们感谢神。
We give thanks to our
Lord. 当我们得救以后呢, 神的生命就住在我们里面了。
That when we believe and are saved, then His life is placed within us.
我们相信主耶稣基督, 我们成为神的儿女。
We believe that by the Lord Jesus, we are now adopted as His.
所以这三章一再提到说天父你们在天上的父。
So when these verses say, our heavenly Father or your Father in heaven,
说明我们是有天父生命的一般人。
It tells us that we are a people that have the life of God.
并且是我们有天父这样的生命的人，我们有神生命的人。
That we have the life of God.
所以神才告诉我们说我们要过这样的生活。
So therefore, the Lord Jesus asks us to live this life.
因为只有神的生命才能活出这样的光景来。
Because only the life of God can live out the life that He's placed.
所以只有当我们活在这个生命里面。
So only when we live in this new life.
我们才能学习顺服这个生命的感觉。
Then we can obey this life that's within us.
当我们在学习过这样生活的时候，自然而然在这里所描述的生活，在我们身上就能显明出来。
Only when we live out this life will the life be made manifest truly within us.
但是另外一方面，我们也看见。
But on the other hand, we also see.
因为主耶稣在那里也告诉我们说，天国是努力人进去的，努力人才可以得着。
That the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and only violent men can enter into it.
努力就是强暴。
所以只有个强暴的人，他才能进天国。 So only a violent man can enter into the kingdom of heaven.
怎么强暴？就是对我们这些人，我们这些身上肉体那些败坏情欲对付他。
What kind of violence? It is violence against our flesh within us.
不体贴我们肉体的需要，满足我们自己的需要。
That we would not satisfy the lust of our flesh.
若是我们是这样子，我们就能够进天国。
If we are violent to ourselves in this manner, we'll be able to enter the kingdom.
就如保罗所说的，
as Paul says,
当他在传福音的时候，
that when he is preaching the gospel,
他说我是刻苦己身，叫身服我。
Says, but I discipline my body and make it my slave.
免得我传福音给别人，自己反而被弃绝。
That after I have preached to others, I myself will not be
disqualified. 保罗传福音给别人，叫别人得到福音的好处。
Paul is spreading the gospel that others may receive its benefits.
但是他若是在那里不对付自己的肉体，
but if he himself does not oppose his flesh,
不在那里对付自己的肉体的情欲，在那里对付自己那些败坏的天性，
if he does not oppose the evil within himself.
虽然因着传福音叫人得到福音的好处，叫人相信福音，得到主耶稣基督的生命。
Even though he is spreading the gospel and sharing the gospel with others that they may receive salvation.
但是这个传福音的人却被神所弃绝了。But
the one who spreads the gospel may be disqualified.
这个传福音的人却不能够进到天国。
And the one who is sharing the gospel would not be able to.
因着这个缘故，保罗他知道，当他传福音，他在服事的时候，他要好好对付自己。
Because Paul here knows that even while he is spreading the gospel, he has to deal with himself.
在那里对付自己的肉体，
to deal with his flesh.
这样子，他不仅叫福音，叫别人得到福音的好处，他也能够有份那天天国的荣耀。
That not only would others be able to receive salvation, but he himself would one day have a portion with it as well.
所以在这里主耶稣说，到那天的时候，他说，凡称我主、我主人，不能都进天国。
So the Lord Jesus says here, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven.
唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
But he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter.
只有遵行天父旨意的人，他们才能进天国。
But only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter.
许多人都在称呼主啊，主啊。
Many people are calling him Lord, Lord.
但是只有遵行天父旨意的人，他们才能进去天国。
Only those who obey the will of the Father in heaven will enter.
所以我们有首诗歌，在那首十字架道路要牺牲那首诗歌里面有一句话这么说。
So in this hymn, the way of the cross means sacrifice. There is this phrase.
我们的得失并不要紧。
'Tis the plan of life for you to live, or is the plan of life for you to die to live? Oh no, that doesn't translate well.
神的旨意当留意，当留心。
The will of the Lord is
神的旨意。
Yeah, the will of the Lord is should be our focus.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们在地上生活的时候，我们不要太顾到我们的德、我们的事。不要顾到我们的德跟和肉身。
Yeah, so we should not. Yeah, we should not be concerned about whether we gain or lose.
我们要所要注意的，在许多事上，神的旨意是怎么样？这是我们要注意的，我们要留心的。
But what we should take heed of is the will of the Lord.
因为这是关系到我们将来是不是能够进天国。
Because this is what would determine whether or not we'd be able to enter the kingdom of heaven.
我们看神的儿子主耶稣基督来到地上。
We see that our Lord Jesus, the Son of God, came down to earth.
他不是要按自己的旨意行，乃是按那差我来者的旨意行。
That he does not live according to his own will or purpose, but the will of him who sent him.
神的儿子的生命在他里面，所以他能够按神的旨意在那边遵行。
The life of God was within him, so he would be able to follow the will of the Father.
感谢神，这个神的生命今天也是在我们里面。
We thank the Lord that this life is also within us now today.
因此，这个生命就是一个遵行神旨意的一个生命。
And this life is a life that follows after the will of the Lord.
神要我们进天国。
The Lord wants us to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
他就把他生命顺服神旨意的生命先赐给我们。
So he gave us his life so that we'd be able to follow.
叫我们能遵行他的旨意。
So that we would be able to obey his will.
好，叫我们能进天国。
So that we will be able to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
所以弟兄姊妹，感谢神，这许多话在人来看是何等的不容易。
We thank the Lord that even though these words seem to be very difficult,
但是一个有信心的人相信神已经把他把那遵行神旨意，把他过这样生活生命已经先赐给了我们。
But by faith, we believe that He has already given us this life, so that we'll be able to live according.
今天我们只要学习住在这个生命里面。
So today we would only need to learn how to live out this life.
活在这个生命里面。
To abide in this life.
这许多话对我们来说就不是那么难了。
And then these words would become not so difficult to us.
所以我们实在需要神的恩典来帮助我们。
So we need the grace of our Lord to.
好像我们今天在天国未降临之前。天国未降临之前，还没来到之前。
So that the kingdom of heaven would be.
Not come yet. Not come yet.
The kingdom of heaven has not come yet.
我们今天就可以活在天国实际里面。
But we may be able to live in the era of the kingdom of heaven.
而到登山宝训最后末了呢，主耶稣在那里用了三个比喻来讲到三件，做一个结束。
So at the end of the Sermon on the Mount, the Lord Jesus uses three comparisons to conclude.
每一个比喻都有两种的情形，也有两种不同的结局。
So each of these comparisons have two conditions and two conclusions.
这些话都是一个非常严肃的话。严肃的话 ，serious.
Yeah, these are all very serious examples.
所以我们看，为什么主要是到最后讲这三个比喻呢
？So why does the Lord use these three examples?
也可以说。所有话都前面所有话要总结在这几个比喻里面。
It could be said that all of the Lord's words previously are summed up.
那我们在地上行走的时候，最终能够进到天国里面。
So that at the end we will be able to walk the path leads to the kingdom.
头一个讲到门和路。
The first example talks about gates and paths.
在这里讲到有两个门，两条路。
And here it says there are two different gates and two different paths.
什么是门呢
？What is a gate?
我们在读圣经的时候，特别在教会，我们一直神一直要让我们注意到这个门的问题。
Throughout the whole Bible, especially in the Old Testament, the Lord asks us to be aware of this question of a gate.
门头一个呢是讲到一个分别。
The first meaning for a gate talks about separation.
门外、门内或是门外。
Inside and outside.
我记得我小时候。是常唱一首儿歌，就是主学教儿歌。
When I was young, I remember singing this children's hymn.
一扇门有两面，你是在哪一面
？There's a door with two sides. What side are you on?
我想可能有些儿童主学的小朋友他们也唱过这首诗的。
Several of our children's ministry leaders may know this hymn.
一扇门有两面，这个门就把它分成两个两面，一个是在门内，一个是在门外。
There's this gate, and it has two sides, so it separates into two parts.
这是代表一个分别。
And this represents separation.
在门内是一种生活，在门外是又是另外一种生活情形。
Inside the gate, there's a certain kind of life, and outside, there's a different.
在门内是一种另外是一个环境，在门外又是另外一种环境。
There's a certain kind of environment on the inside and a different one on the outside. And we see in the Old Testament, the city of Jerusalem also has gates. That inside the gate are the people of God. Inside the gate, there is the presence of God and His blessings. So the Gentiles cannot enter into the gate. The unclean and the dirty cannot enter into the gate. So we see that gates separate two different kinds of people. Their life conditions are completely different. And their purpose for life is completely different as well. Secondly, the gate talks about protection. Those that are inside the gate are protected by God. Because they are the children of God or God's people. And the Lord is their protection. Whenever a gate is destroyed, the enemy can enter into the city. And there the children of God may be captured or killed. So a gate is a very important thing.
So David when David was preparing
all the services for the temple, he also prepared a service, a specific service. And their responsibility is very great.
So we can see
And in the wilderness, the tabernacle also had a.
要进到院子里面有一个围子在那里，那也是一个门。
To enter into the tabernacle, there was a curtain, and that was also a type of gate.
要进到圣所里面有一个门帘在那里。
And to enter into the most holy place, there was also a veil.
要进到至圣所里面那边有一个幔子在那里。
Yeah, to enter into the most holy place, there was a veil, and that was. Also
所以一直让我们看见这个门的一个问题。
So this tells us of the question of gates.
在圣经里面，在旧里面，我们圣经称了这个门有个称呼叫被称为救恩的门。The
Bible also sometimes calls a gate the gate of salvation.
所以人进到这个门的里面呢，他们就是一般门到神恩典救恩的人，救赎的人。Those
that enter into this gate receive the grace from the Lord.
在门外的人，他们在神的救恩之外。And
those who are outside of this gate.
这个门呢，被称为是个公义的门。
And this gate is also called the gate of righteousness. Only those who are righteous may be able to enter into this gate. Come to the New Testament. The Lord Jesus gives the example of 10 virgins. There are 5 wise and 5 foolish. The 5 wise virgins prepared oil and waited for the bridegroom. And the 5 foolish ones did not prepare any oil.
就当主来的时候呢，那些没有预备油，他们去买油。
When the Lord came, those who did not prepare oil went out to buy oil.
就新郎来的，那些预备油的聪明的童女，他们就进到门的里面。
So when the groom came, the 5 wise virgins entered in with the groom.
门就关起来了。
And the gate was closed.
而在门内那些聪明的童女，他们在那与新郎一同坐席。
So the 5 wise virgins who prepared oil went into the gate with the groom and there they had a feast. And there they enjoyed all of the joy that the groom brought.
而在门外的那五个愚拙的童女呢,
but the 5 foolish virgins who were outside the gate,
他们这么懊悔,
outside they were in regret with weeping and gnashing of teeth.
所以我们看那个门就把两种人分开了。
So we see again this gate, this door.
在门内的那些人，他们在那边得享那个荣耀。
Inside the gate, those people were receiving and enjoying.
在门外那些人，他们在那懊悔。我们看见这是两种不同的结局。
And those outside were in regret. So we see these two different conclusions.
所以我们可以从这个门，好像就是一个国度的门。
So this gate is like the gate of the kingdom.
你会进到这个门里面，你就进到国度里面，享受主所赐一切丰富恩典。
If you enter into this gate, you can receive all of the fullness of the kingdom that
the Lord is willing to give.
And if you are outside, then you are filled with regret.
到新耶末了启示录那里告诉我们，也那座新耶路撒冷也有十二个城门。
In Revelation, the New Jerusalem will also have 12 gates.
那里说到那些不洁净的、可憎的、虚谎之事的人，他们不能进这个门。
And nothing unclean and no one who practices abomination and lying shall ever come into it. But only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life can enter in. So throughout the whole Bible, it talks about this gate. So here in Matthew, it talks about a narrow gate and a wide gate.
我想这也是讲到两个情景，就是说你在窄门的里面，那是一个境界。
So, if you are within the narrow gate, you are in one condition. If you are in the wide gate, you're in a different condition. And your end, your conclusion is completely different. When the Lord Jesus came down to earth, He said, I am the gate. So I feel that all the meanings that we've discussed about gates.
他是羊的门，从他进来的就得了生命。
He is the gate for the sheep, and all who enter in will have life.
他是救恩的门，进到这个门的里面，他们就蒙到神的救恩，他们就得到神的恩典。
He's the gate of salvation. All who enter through him will receive the Lord's salvation.
这些进到羊门里面的，他们就在基督的里面。
Those who enter into the gate of sheep, they will enter into Christ Himself.
而在这个门外的人，他们就在基督之外。
And those who are outside of the gate are outside of Christ.
这圣经让我们看见，在基督里，这是个极大的一个题目。
And we also see in the Bible that this being in Christ is also a great question.
因为神所要赐给人一切属灵的福气都在基督里。
Because all of the Lord's blessings are given in Christ.
所以以弗所书那里告诉我们说，神所赐给我们的这些天上属灵的福事都在基督里面。
So we see in Ephesians that all the spiritual blessings that the Lord has given is given in Christ.
那是属天的，那是属灵的，表明的这不是暂时的，那是永远的。
And these are heavenly and spiritual blessings, so they are not temporary, they are eternal.
在这个门之内的人，他们是圣洁无瑕疵，他们是蒙神爱子的救赎的人。
Those who enter into this gate are spotless and blameless. They are those who are beloved by God. And they are the Lord's family, household.
So
this gate is the separation. Everything is summed up in Christ.
所以当一个人进到这个门里面，他成为神家里面，他得到神儿子的名分。
When they enter into the Lord's household, they would receive the name of the Son of God.
他能够承受神本性一切的丰富，因为他是在基督里。
They would receive all of the blessings of God because they are in Christ.
所以一个在基督里面的圣洁，称他是一个新造的人。
When they are in Christ, they are considered a new creation.
一个不在基督里面，他是个旧造，他是与基督无关无分的人。
Those who do not enter in are still the old creation. They have no part with Christ.
他是在门外，他是个局外人。
They are outside of the gate.
他是在神的救恩之外，他是在神的审判定罪之下。
They are outside of Christ and still under the Lord's condemnation.
所以我们看见旧约挪亚，他进到方舟这个门的里面。
So we see Noah in the Old Testament, he entered into the ark. So he escaped the judgment of All of those who were outside of the ark were still under the judgment of God.
在方舟里面，他们生命得了保存；在方舟之外，他们就灭亡了。
In the ark, their lives are preserved. Outside the ark, so we see the separation of the gate is extremely different.
今天我们是在门内还是门外呢？
So today, are we inside the gate or are we outside?
感谢神，我们当中许多人都已经在门内了。
We thank the Lord that among us, many of us are already inside the gate.
我们在神的救恩的里面，我们都成为神的儿女。
We have received the Lord's salvation, and we are.
我们和世界的人是不一样，我们是被分别出来的一般人。
We're different from the rest of the world. We've been separated from them.
我们是有荣耀盼望的一般人。
We are people filled with this glorious hope.
但是若是你仍然是在门外的话，
But if you are still outside the gate,
你过生活就是一个没有指望的生活。
You live a life without hope.
因为享受不到主耶稣基督的救恩。
Because you cannot enjoy the salvation of the Lord Jesus.
是活在一个无指望，活在许多重担、压力、苦楚里面的一般人。
So you live a life without Christ, and you still have all the burdens of the world.
最可怕的就是有一天，那是落在灭亡的里面。
And the worst is that one day you may wind up perishing.
因为主耶稣就成为这个门一个分界点。
Because the Lord Jesus is this gate, this point of separation.
主耶稣不仅是救恩门，主耶稣在这里让我们看见，他也是那所表明那个窄门。
Lord Jesus not only is the gate of salvation, but He is also telling us that He is also this narrow gate.
为什么是窄门呢？
Why is this gate narrow?
主耶稣说，找着的人少。
The Lord Jesus says those who find it are few.
为什么找着的人少？ 因为没有人要去找这个门。
Why is this? Why are there so few who find it? Because no one wants to look for it.
今天许多人，我们传福音给他们的时候，他们觉得他们不需要信耶稣。
Today, when we share the gospel, a lot of people think they don't need to believe in the Lord.
他觉得我生活过得非常好。
They say that their lives are going fairly well.
信耶稣的都是因为他们可能遇到一些难处。
And that only those who have difficulty in their lives would need to believe in Jesus.
他们不过是一个精神寄托就是了。 他们是一种迷信。
There's the it's a superstition.
这是什么时代了？还有神？还要相信神吗？
What kind of time are we living in? Do we still need to believe in
that? 人许多骄傲，许多的自己觉得有什么叫他们不能够进这个窄门？
So there's this pride within them that prevents them from entering into.
因为门小，所以你身上挂许多东西的，他们就进不了。
Because the gate is narrow, there's so many things hanging on to you, you won't be able to enter.
他们相信不了耶稣。
They can't believe in the Lord Jesus.
看今天科技那么发达。
See, today's science is expanding so much.
人都可以到火星去探测了。
People can go explore Mars now.
人可以靠自己智慧克服人类许多问题。
And they think that, with human ingenuity, they'd be able to solve all of our problems.
这是一个窄门，他们进不了。
This is a narrow gate.
因为身上有太多东西了。
Because there's too many things hanging off of them.
若是要相信耶稣，要放下许多身上一些东西、一些事情。
If you want to believe in the Lord Jesus, you have to put off all of these things.
若是我相信耶稣，我又不能去那个地方，不能做这个事情，我又不能享受世界上许多好处。
If I believe in Jesus, I can't do certain things, and I can't enjoy certain things in this world.
因着这些东西就成为一个难阻，他就进不了窄门。
Because these things are a hindrance, and they prevent us from entering.
同样，当蒙恩得救以后，仍然需要进这个窄门。
To receive salvation, you have to enter into this narrow.
我前面说到，这个门也像一个国度的门一样。
And I said before that this gate is like the gate of the kingdom.
不说一面来说，我们是进了窄门，我们进了这个主耶稣基督的救恩里面。
Let's say when we enter through this narrow gate, we enter into the salvation
of the Lord.
But also, when we enter into the kingdom of heaven, we also have to enter through this narrow gate. We can't carry too many things with us. If we satisfy the lust of our flesh, if we We tried to enter into the kingdom of heaven with these things still attached to us, we would get stuck. And then we would be locked out. Only if we lay down all these things that of this world that burden us. We have to humble ourselves to come before the Lord. We have to, by simple faith, come before this gate.
所以弟兄姊妹，若是我们的眼目是定睛将来的国度的话，
if our eyes are fixed on the kingdom that is to come,
我们就很容易放下身上许多缠累我们那些地上短暂的一些事物。
We'd be willing to lay aside all of these temporary things of the world.
虽然好像可以暂时满足我们一些需要，
although it seems like they would temporarily satisfy some of our physical needs, physical desires, we would not be able to enter into this narrow gate. We would not be able to enter into the kingdom to come.
So we just see the door between two people. They live two different lives.
So these two different kinds of gates separate two different kinds of people. They have different lives and they would have different ends. And the path.
我想圣经里面也是在叫我们注意到道路的问题。
The Bible also talks about paths a lot.
路说到一种生活的经历，生活的遭遇。
A path talks about a life's experience.
所以我们讲到说，有时候我们讲说，他的人生道路非常坎坷，他的人生道路非常艰难，difficult。
So sometimes we say, you know, the path of this man's life is very difficult.
Or that
this man's life is, you know, very easy and. So the path talks about our experiences in life. So the Bible says there's a righteous path and an evil.
义人的道路，他们所过的生活是一个义的生活。
Those who live a righteous life, they are walking along the
path. 恶人的道路，他们所过的生活就是一个邪恶、罪恶、败坏的那种生活。
And those who are walking the evil path, they're living a path filled with evil.
因此走不同的道路，他们过的生活就不一样。
Because they're walking on different paths, then their lives are different.
圣经也说到生命的路，死亡的路。
The Bible also talks about the path of life and the path of destruction.
人若是走在这个生命的道路，他最终就把他引到生命里面。
If you walk the path of life, in the end you will enter into.
一个人若是走在死亡的道路，他最终就是灭亡。
If you walk the path of destruction, in the end you will perish.
但是很可惜，圣经告诉我们说，今天许多人认为他是走在一条正路上。
Fortunately, although many people think they are walking on this right path,
最终却是一个死亡的路。
In the end, it is a path of destruction.
因为他也不知道有这一条路，生命的路。
They don't know that there is this path of life.
所以我们看见今天义的路到恶人的路完全是不一样的。
So we see today that the path of righteousness and the path of evil are
completely different. 所以说，在这里有两条路，一条是小路，一条是大路。
He said, the Lord Jesus says there are two paths as well. One is narrow and one is wide.
很想看见这个大路，这条马路比较宽，这条是容易走的道路。
We see this broad, this wide path is, you know, so wide that it's.
当我们走在这个大马路上的时候，我们可以左右晃来晃去。
If we're walking in a wide path, we can, you know, sway from side to side.
你喜欢靠左边走，你就靠左边；你喜欢靠右边走，就靠右边走。
If you want to lean on the left, you can walk on the left.
你喜欢走在中间，也没人可以管你。
If you walk in the middle, then.
所以你自己意思，你可以自由自在的在那边走路。
So you can walk any way you want.
我们看今天地上的人是不是这样过生活？
We see that today people are living this kind of life.
因为在这一条路上，大路上人多。Because
we see that on this broad path there are many people.
甚至说到，今天世上的人，他们行事都是随从今世的风俗习惯。So
we see the Bible says that people today live their lives according to their own desires.
他们都随从自己的肉体，照着自己心中所喜好去行。
They do whatever their flesh desires, whatever they want.
他们不受约束，他们是随己意，
They refuse to be bound, so they'll just walk any way they want to.
但他们却不知道他们是走在这条死亡的道路上。
But they don't realize that they're walking this path of destruction that leads to death.
最终把他们带到灭亡里面。
In the end, it brings them to destruction.
所以我们看见这是今天人喜欢走的路。
So we see today, this is the path that everyone wants to walk.
因为这是比较方便的用生活方式。
Because it's a very convenient way of living.
许多事情都照自己的意思来行。
They do whatever they feel like doing.
自己就是主, 自己就是神, 决定一切。
They are their own masters. They decide for themselves whatever they want.
难怪这一条道路上, 主耶稣说人多。
No wonder the Lord Jesus says, on this path, there are many people.
而有另一条路是小路。
The second path is the narrow path.
小路找的人少。
Those who find it are few.
因为人不愿意走这条小路。
Because people aren't willing to walk on this narrow path.
因为这条小路不容易走。
Because this narrow path isn't easy to walk on.
走起来不舒服。
Not comfortable.
因为路很小, 所以限制非常多。
Because the path is narrow, the restrictions are.
你不能随意走, 要靠右靠左走。
You can't choose for yourself whether you walk on the left or the right.
你只能走在中间。
You can only walk in the middle.
因为你不小心可能就掉到, 外面去了。
Because if you're not careful, then you'll just fall off the path.
我记得小时候, 因为那时候, 台湾还非常落后, 有许多田, 那个稻田。
I remember when I was a child that in Taiwan there's a lot of rice paddies.
所以有时候常要到的地方都是走那些经过田地。
And sometimes when you have to go someplace, you have to pass through the paddies.
因为没有什么道路可以走，都只能走那个田埂。
Because there weren't any major roads to follow, you had to follow the paths set in the paddies.
所以走起来都非常小心。
So when you walk, you have to be very careful.
也不能赶。
And you couldn't rush either.
因为一不小心就掉到田里面。
Because if you weren't careful, you would slip and fall into the rice paddy.
那脚鞋子都是泥巴。
And then your feet and your shoes would be covered in mud.
走起路啊非常谨慎，非常小心，慢慢的走。
So when we were walking, you had to be alert and careful. You had to walk slowly.
用什么？今天这一条窄路，这条小路就是主要我们所走的道路。
This narrow path is the path that the Lord Jesus wants us to walk today.
因为主就是道这条道路。
Because the Lord Himself is this narrow path.
主耶稣他自己曾经走在这条道路上。
And He Himself walked this path.
他道成肉身来到地上。
He became flesh and came down to this world.
他肉身受许多限制。
And in His flesh, He was restricted in many ways.
他奉随自己意识在那行事说话。
He couldn't do or say anything according to His own will.
他只能照父旨意在那过生活。
He can only live according to the will of the Father.
所以这是一条窄路，是一条十字架的道路。
So this is the narrow path, the path of the cross.
必须要学习舍己，他才能够走在这条道路上。
He has to learn to sacrifice.
他必须要顺服父的旨意。
And he was faithful to the Father's will.
接受他的带领，接受他的管理。
To receive his leading and his
他必须要以父的事为念。
So he had to be faithful to the Father's will.
弟兄姊妹，今天这也是我们要走的道路。
This is also the path that we have to walk.
所以当我们行走在地上人生道路上的时候，
When we walk this path in this world,
我们必须要谨慎行事。
We have to be sober and alert.
我们不要盼望有太多人走在这一条道路上。
We don't need to hope that many people will walk this path with us.
因为主耶稣也很清楚。
Because the Lord Jesus very clearly tells us,
这条小路找的人少, 走在上面的人也非常少。
This narrow path, there are few who find it.
因为这一条十字窄路是人所不愿意走的道路。
Because this narrow path of the cross is the path that not many people are willing to walk.
只有那些愿意学习跟随主耶稣基督的人，他们才愿意走这条道路。
Only those who are willing to learn from the Lord Jesus.
他们愿意照着主的话去行，他们愿意学习背起自己十字架来跟从主。
Listen to the words of Christ, carry their cross and follow after Him.
他们愿意接受圣灵在他们身上的带领。
They're willing to receive the leading of the Holy Spirit.
所以他们凡事非常小心，不敢大意。
So all that they do, they are very careful.
我们诗歌那个468首，是爱的神做我的牧人来首诗歌这样说。
So in hymn 468, the Lord my shepherd is, this hymn tells us
他说, 何等不明, 何等可疑,
that even Now we can't be careless in how we walk.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天走在人生的道路上， 许多事情实在不是那么清楚，不是那么明白。
Today, a lot of things we may not understand.
许多事情好像非常让我们困惑。
And many things may be confusing.
以致让不敢随意的照自己意思去行。
So we shouldn't act the way we want to act.
我们有许多顾虑，我们需要顾虑。
We have to be careful.
这是不是神所要让我走的道路呢？
Is this the path that the Lord Jesus wants me to walk on?
还是凭着我自己喜好来走的这个道路呢？
Or is this the path that, according to my own desires, I want to
walk on? 我这样生活的时候，是不是神的旨意呢？
When I live my life this way, is this according to the Lord's will?
我做这件事情的时候，是不是神给我这样的带领呢？
When I do this thing, is it the Lord leading me to
this. 许多不明，许多困惑，我们实在需要求神来一步握住我们手来走这条道路。
There are many things that we are unclear about, so we have to ask the Lord to hold our hands and let us take each step.
所以我们要顾虑，顾忌，顾忌，是不是出于神的事情，是不是神的旨意？
So we have to ask ourselves, is this according to God's purpose, or according to His
will? 我们需要小心，紧紧地跟随他。
We have to be very careful and walk closely.
感谢神，是这爱我们的神做我们牧人。
We truly are thankful that the God who loves us is our shepherd.
若是我们有这样心思愿意走在这个小路上，
we have purpose to walk on this narrow path.
虽然人少，
even though there are few people,
虽然有时候常会觉得孤单，
so often we may feel lonely.
但是他是我们好牧人。
But he is the good shepherd.
他是我们大牧人, 他带领牧养我们一生。
He is the great shepherd, and he shepherds us our entire lives.
何等蒙福的人走在这条道路上。
Blessed are those who walk along this path.
因为这条道路是把我们带到永生的里面, 带到生命的里面。
Because this path leads us into eternal life.
当我们走到这条小路上的时候,
when we walk on this small path, narrow path,
在这里, 他用生命亲自来供应我们。
He uses his life to encourage us.
他亲自来扶持我们，供应我们所有需要。
He holds us and gives us all that we need.
因着在生命的生活经历里面经历到他是我们的生命。
And that through this experience, we can experience that He is our life.
叫我们生命都长大成熟，叫我们有力量，持定走在这一条窄路上。
So that that we grow into maturity and be able to walk this path.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们可以看见走在小路上和道路上的人，他们经历完全是不一样的。
So brothers and sisters, we see that those who walk on the narrow path and the broad path, their experiences are completely different.
若是我们走在这个小路上，
if we walk on this narrow path,
生命的主一直扶持我们。
The God of life continually holds.
所以说把我们带到终点，进到永生命的里面，进到国度的里面。
And he leads us to the very end to enter into his life. Into
若是我们盼望许多人走这条道路，那就是在一个大马路上走。
If we want many people to walk on a path, then it would be a broad path.
也许我们生活就会觉得非常容易。
We may feel that our lives would be easier.
这个就是为什么今天许多基督徒他过生活，他觉得基督徒也没有什么，也过得很不错，很好像很easy啊。
This is why some people may consider, you know, being a Christian isn't all that different. You know,
他没有太多的顾忌,
they don't have that many restrictions.
他没有太多的担心,
they don't have any worries.
他是随他自己意思过生活,
they live their lives according to their own desires.
没有人可以限制我做什么,
no one can make me do anything.
很多事情我自己可以做决定,
and for a lot of things, I can make my own decisions.
很多事情都是为了满足我自己。
A lot of things I do is to satisfy myself.
So they
feel that their lives are very simple.
Very easy.
But only someone who is truly walking on this narrow path,
they will
see that the life of a Christian is
not very simple.
If you are diligent in walking this path,
you'll
not very easy. You'll meet many temptations. In a lot of these temptations, you may have difficulty in overcoming. You have to constantly rely upon the Lord. And if you weren't careful, you'll just fall off the path into the rice paddies.
所以当他们走在这条道路上, 他们是恐惧战惊的。
So those who walk this path are in fear and with fear and trembling.
他们需要常常仰望主的怜悯。
They often have to look to the Lord for His grace.
他们需要天天靠主恩典的过日子。
They have to rely upon His grace every day. Because they know that apart from the Lord, they can't do anything. Because apart from Him, they would be weak and fail. And they would not, be not very different from the rest of the world. But because they are willing to walk on this narrow path, even though there are few people who walk along it,
但是主的同在就成为他们的保，成为他心中的安慰，成为他心中的力量。
But the presence of the Lord will become the strength and comfort in their hearts.
所以弟兄姊妹，从我们生活经历里面，就能够说明我们今天是走在小路上，还是在大路上。
So by our life experiences, we can see whether we're walking on the narrow path or the broad path.
今天从我们生活表现，从我们生活方式内容里面，就能够看见我们今天是走在小路上还是大路上。So
the expression of our lives and our decisions that we make, it tells us whether we're on the narrow path or the wide path.
弟兄姊妹，巴不得我们能够走在这条小路上。Brothers,
we hope that we will all be able to walk along this narrow path. Because this path leads us into life.
引到那个生命的源头父的那里去。It
leads us to the source of our life.
感谢神。
We give thanks to our Lord.
巴不得每一个人都是进窄门走小路的人。
We hope that every man would be one who walks the narrow path and enters into the narrow gate.
那底下就讲了另外比喻。
Following on, there's another comparison.
因为这个比喻也说实在也是影响到我们是不是能够走在这个小路上。
Because this next comparison influences whether or not we'll be walking on this narrow path.
这个比喻也影响到我们今天将来是不是能进到国度里面。
And it influences whether or not we'll be able to enter into the kingdom. Here it says, in verse 15, beware of the false prophets. Because their message would influence whether or not we walk on the narrow path. And later when the Lord Jesus talks about the end times to disciples.
他说，当世界末了时候，有许多假先知起来显大神迹大奇事。
That in the end, there will be many false prophets and false Christ.
若是可行的话，连选民都受迷惑了。
And they will perform many deeds and miracles that even the chosen would be misled.
因为他们要借着那些错误的信息道理，引人走在个偏路上，走到那个偏路上。
Because they use their false message to lead people to walk along the broad path. Paul said to the elders in the book of Ephesians, he says, when I leave, there will be false teachers that will arise. They will say some contentious things. That you would follow after them.
So, 在末世，我们看见有许多假先知要起来，叫神的儿女不明白神的心，而跟随他们走那条错误的道路。
So, we see in the end times there will be false prophets that will say things to lead the children of God away.
叫神的百姓不走在这个小路，这个十字架窄路上。
To walk their path with them, which is not this narrow path.
而走在那世界道路那宽广的道路上。
Maybe even to the wide path.
只有最终和那些人一同进到死亡的里面。
In the end, they would walk into destruction.
所以主在这里讲这个比喻呢，是说你们要防备这些假先知。
So Jesus says here, beware of the false prophets.
怎么防备他们呢？
How do we oppose them?
他们虽然外面是穿着披着羊皮，但是里面却是残暴的狼。
Outwardly they wear sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves.
要从他们的果子来看，他们这棵树是好树还是坏树。
It says, you will know them by their fruit, whether this is a good tree or a bad tree.
因为好树就会结好果子，坏树是结坏果子。
Because a good tree bears good fruit, and a bad tree bears bad fruit.
所以从他们的果子，就是从他们生活内容方式里面来看，它这个是好树还是坏树。
So we can see by their life whether they produce good fruit or bad fruit, whether they're a good tree or a bad tree. They're a good tree, that means they have a good life within them. They're a bad tree, they have a bad life within them.
无花果能够结出那个荆棘能够结出无花果吗?
So the Lord Jesus asks, grapes are not gathered from bushes, nor figs from thistles, are they?
因为什么生命就结出什么果子来?
Because the life that they have produces the same fruit.
所以不是单单听他们所讲的, 要看他们生活的表现是怎么样。
So not only would you listen to what they have to say, but you have to examine what their life is like.
我们看见今天许多假教师起来, 为了满足人的需要。
So today we see many false teachers arising to satisfy man's needs.
叫神儿女在地上也是过那世界人所过的生活方式。
To try to make the children of God live the same way as the rest of the world.
我们知道有一种叫所谓被称为成功神学。
So we know there's this church of success theology.
神祝福我们, 我们地上会过非常丰富, 非常有满足, 尽可以去享受, 神会祝福我们,
the Lord will bless us so that everything that we do will succeed.
所以你看那些传成功神学, 他们生活都非常优渥的。
So we see that these that preach the gospel of success, their lives are
那些有名的那些神学家, 他们过生活是怎样生活呢?
What kind of lives do these people live?
他们有私人的飞机,
now they have many planes.
他们出入还有保镖来保护他们,
when they walk around, they also have bodyguards protect them.
为什么需要保护? 因为他钱财太多, 他太丰富了, 所以他必须要人保护, 就像那些企业家, 那些有钱人, 他们需要保镖保护他们。
So why do they need bodyguards? Because they're so rich. They have so much money.
许多错误的教训引导神的百姓走在这个宽路上。
So a lot of these false teachers are leading Christians to walk on this broad path.
说传都是满足人肉体的需要，满足人的需要而已。
What they preach is to satisfy our fleshly desires.
他们没有真正把神的心意把它发表出来。
They haven't accurately portrayed the Lord's will.
这是末世的光景。
And this is the condition of the end times.
所以保罗说到末世的时候呢，人不愿听纯正的道。
So Paul says that in the end days, people will not want to hear the gospel.
耳朵花痒就兴起了许多教师，许多师傅起来。
Because they want to hear certain things, they will cause these false teachers to arise.
要叫很许多人来跟从他们走他们走的道路。
That they would lead many people to walk along this path.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要分辨，我们要防备。
So brothers, we have to discern, we have to distinguish.
我们看见。 最终的结局是完全不一样的。Because
we know that in the end, the conclusions are completely different.
所以主说要防备。The
Lord says, beware.
虽然他们是外面是披着羊皮。Although
outwardly they are covered in sheep's clothing.
所以有人说他可以披着羊皮，但是他不能长羊毛。They
say they, because they're wearing sheep's clothing, they can't grow wool.
因为羊毛是生命长出来的。Because
wool is from the life.
它里面是一个坏的生命。
And within them, they have this bad life.
所以讲完这个比喻, 主耶稣马上说, 凡称我主啊, 主啊人, 不能都进天国。
So immediately after saying this, the Lord Jesus says, many people who say, Lord, Lord, will not enter into the kingdom of heaven.
唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进天国。
But he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter.
是不是大家照神的心意在那边讲解神的话?
Is it by the Lord's will that they're sharing?
让人走在这条人生道路上的时候,
their experience when they walk in this life.
知道神的儿女应该是走在小路上的。
You should know that children of God are to walk on
the path. 神的儿女生活不是随意的。
That the life of the children of God shouldn't be
需要受神的管理, 受神的限制的。
We have to be bound by the Lord's discipline.
圣灵在我们心中要做主来管理, 来带领我们。
That the life of God is to lead us and guide us.
若是我们是从这样行事,
if we walk in this manner,
许多那些假教师所传的话就不会影响到我们。
Then a lot of the false teachers will not be able to influence.
我们知道主走在这个十字架载物上。
We know that the Lord Jesus himself walked on
the cross.
And those who follow him would also need to walk on this path of the cross.
然后第三个比喻讲到房子建在磐石上或是沙土上。
In the last comparison, whether a house is built on the rock or on the sand.
在讲说，主说，凡听见我话就去行的，就好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上。
Lord Jesus says, those who hear my words and do them is like a man who builds his house on the rock.
雨淋水冲，风吹撞了那房子，房子就不倒塌。
The rain falls and the floods come and the wind blows, but the house will not fall.
而那些听见主话不去行的人呢？
But those who hear his words and don't do it,
他们就像无知的人。
They're like a foolish man.
他们把房子盖在沙土上。
He built his house on sand.
我们知道，那底下说，当风吹雨淋水冲，风吹来的时候，房子就倒塌了。
So it says, when the rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and slammed against the house, it fell.
很清楚，我们看见，若是房子造在沙土上，那自然而然，很快就倒塌了。
We know that if you build a house on sand, naturally it would fall over.
它经不起这个环境的考验。
It will not be able to stand against the testing.
所以主耶稣讲这个比喻，我个人认为是关系到我们走路的一个问题。
So this last comparison is still talking about. Walking. We hear the Lord's many of the Lord's words. But why is it that when some small thing comes along, it seems like the whole person falls over?
雨淋水冲风吹这些思念一淋到的时候，我们就倒下去了。
When the rains come and the floods come and the wind blows,
we fall right over.
We can't withstand any of the testing.
原来我们听了主话。
We learn that it's because we heard the words of the Lord but did not act on them. The Lord says, if you hear these words and act on them, it would be like building your house on the rock. That when these circumstances come to us, when we are faithful to the Lord's words,
we will experience the truth.
We'll enter into the truth of those words.
神的话就成为我们的生命的经历。
And those words will become the experience of our lives.
当我们对神的话有一点经历的时候，我们的生命就强壮起来。
And we experience His words, then our lives will be strengthened.
因为那是生命就一点一点累积成为我们的生命。
And slowly, a little bit by little bit, His life becomes our life.
这个生命一点一点累积起来的时候，自然而然我们这个人就应付外面许多难处。
And that we will be strengthened. To withstand any of these outside circumstances. And it won't be when a small thing comes along that we would fall
over.
That we won't gather, we won't serve, and we won't seek the Lord anymore. Because we had built our house on sand.
建造也是讲到我们生活的一个经历。
So building is also another way of saying our life's experience.
保罗在哥林多前书也是讲到类似的比喻。And
Paul says in 1 Corinthians,
第三章讲到说，在磐石上，我们都是在建造一个工程，建造一个房子。Chapter
3 that we are building our house on a solid rock.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们把我们的人生、把我们的经历是建在磐石上，还是沙土上呢？
So the question is, are we building our houses on a solid rock or are we building on shifting sand? The circumstances will tell us, will let us know.
当环境显明光景的时候，推到那更远的一点，原因就知道我们原来是听了主话，没有去遵行神的话。
If the difficult circumstances come and we fall over, the words of the Lord.
神的话不是一个主观的经历，不是一个主观的。The
words of the Lord aren't subjective.
但是当我们愿意靠主恩典听了主的话，我们愿意顺服他的话，来遵从他的话。If
we are faithful to His words and follow His.
当我们去这样去行的时候，那些就成为我们生命的一些经历。
And if we do what he tells us. It will become part of our experience.
我们信心就因着神的话就慢慢被建立起来了。
And our faith would be built up.
当有一天雨淋水冲风吹来临的时候,
when the rain and the floods and the winds come,
我们就不惧怕,
we will not be afraid.
因为我们知道根基是在这磐石上,
because we know our foundation is on the rock.
我们根基是在神的话语的信实上,
and our foundation is on our faith.
我们若是站在神话语的信实这个根基上, 没有一件事情 那么容易把我们击倒。
If we stand on this foundation of his words, then nothing will shake us.
主感谢神,
so we give thanks to our Lord.
当主耶稣登山宝训讲到最后的时候, 他用这个三个比喻,
that when the Lord Jesus concludes his Sermon on the Mount, he uses these three comparisons.
那我们在地上知道我们有一个门要进, 就是窄门。
We know that there's this gate that we have to enter. It is the
narrow path. 有一条路我们要走就是小路。
And it's the narrow path that we should walk.
虽然找到人少,
although there are few who find it.
但是若是我们进窄门, 走在小路上, 这一条路就把我们带到终点, 那是永远的生命, 那是神的国度里面。
But if we walk the narrow path and enter through the narrow gate, we'll enter into life, into the kingdom of heaven.
求神恩待我们。
We ask the Lord to be gracious to us.
没有一个人能够活出登山宝训所讲的一些话。
There's not a single person who would be able to live according to the words here on in the Sermon on the Mount.
只有神的儿子能活出这样的光景生活。
Only the Son of God can live out this life.
只有神的生命能够活出这样的实际。
Only the life of God can live out this truth.
感谢神，今天我们得到神的儿子做我们的生命。
Thank the Lord that today we have received the Son of God to be our life.
不是我们在那里靠自己在活。
That we are not relying on ourselves to live this life. But the life of Christ which is within us. He lives for us. Because he lives for us, if we are faithful to him, we'll be able to experience all these words that the Lord Jesus has shared here. When we live in these circumstances, then we will know that we will have hope.
窄门小路，但是却把我们带到神的那里，带到神的国度里。
Even though the path is narrow and the gate is narrow, it leads us into life, into the kingdom of heaven.
这是福音最终目的所要达到的。
This is the basic principle of the gospel.
这就是为什么我们要相信福音的缘故。
And this is also why we would believe in the gospel.
这是主耶稣来到地上所传的福音。
This is the gospel that the Lord Jesus himself came to share.
天国的福音。
The gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
叫属神的儿女。 每一个人都将能够进到天国里面和他一同坐席享受永远荣耀。
So that all of his children be able to enter into the kingdom of heaven and have a feast and enjoy with him.
讲到这里,
this concludes my sharing.
请弟兄帮我们结束祷告。
Ask your brother to have a concluding prayer. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
父，我们感谢你,
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
把你的话语赐下,
you have given your word to us.
让我们知道我们都是属神的儿女,
that we all are children of God.
让我们也晓得唯有靠着主的恩典, 我们才能走在这窄路上。
And that we would know that only by the grace of the Lord we'll be able to walk on this narrow path.
能够进入这窄门,
and be able to enter into this narrow gate.
因为你 你是生命的主,
because you are the God of life.
你把生命赐给我们,
you have given your life to us.
你也以生命来喂养我们,
and you sustain us with your life.
让我们能够此刻的在这个地上, 能够活出这天国的实际来,
and that by your life, we would be able to live out the kingdom of heaven here on earth.
让我们在这个地上能够显出我们是神的儿女,
and that here on earth we will be able to demonstrate that we are the children of God.
能够把一切的荣耀来归给神,
and we give all the glory to the Lord.
也让我们能够进入这永远的生命里头,
we be able to enter into this eternal life.
成为天国的子民,
that we will be the people of the kingdom of heaven.
我们感谢你,
we give thanks to you.
听我们祷告,
please hear our prayer. In Lord Jesus' holy name.
我们这边有几件。